This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us on the phone from the Bavona Child Advocacy Center, it's Deb Rosen, the Executive Director. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you on the air with us once again. Hope you're doing well this spring.
I'm doing well. I'm feeling like, you know, the rays of sunshine, the rays of optimism. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. And it is exciting. We've got a lot to talk about as far as the Bavona Child Advocacy Center goes. I want to begin by giving out your website, which is bavonacac.org. It's a tremendous website. Lots of resources there. It tells you all about what they do and ways you can get involved as well, and we'll discuss some of those in just a few minutes. You can also call them at 935-7800 is the number. That's 935-7800. So, Deb, how did Bavona Child Advocacy Center get started? What is the history of the organization?
Oh, it's really a beautiful history. So Bavona Child Advocacy Center was founded by a small group of advocates who worked in or around the field of child and pediatric medicine and child welfare, who basically observed that the way that we were investigating child abuse here in Monroe County was really sort of outdated and broken and not serving children and families very well. And so these advocates, among them Mary Whittier, who is our center's founder, said, we need to find a different way of doing this work. And they came across the Child Advocacy Center model. And they worked very, very hard to pull partners together who were willing to take a risk on this brand new model and opened their doors in 2004 and began seeing children. And the growth of the center and the growth of the model since then has just been incredible. So we started out with maybe five different agencies partnering together to provide these services. We now have 23 agencies partnering together, and we serve 2,000 children every year, which is a sort of a staggering number. But really, it all gets back to the vision of these advocates who said we got to do something different.
That's amazing. That is that 2,000. That is a startling number, as you say. But the importance of what you guys do at Bavona Child Advocacy Center is huge. Is absolutely huge. Tell us ways that how do you get involved? How do you get involved in these individual situations?
Well, children come to us either through Child Protective Services or through law enforcement or sometimes through the medical community when there is a concern about sexual abuse or serious physical abuse or some other forms of trauma that a child may have been exposed to. And the investigation of those concerns are handled here at Bavona. So if a law enforcement officer is called to the scene regarding a concern about child sexual abuse, that law enforcement officer will actually pull in the rest of the Bavona team. So we're all working together. And what that means is that all of the kids we serve receive our full sort of suite of services. So they receive not just the investigation services, which are critically important, but also advocacy, medical, and mental health services that are really going to help them on their path to healing.
So when a case comes to you, there are really so many people that get involved and become an advocate for the child.
Yeah, they do. But what's great about it is that there are a lot of people involved, but it's not at all chaotic. So what we do here at the center is coordinate our casework so that all of the professionals that need to interact with the child and family are under this roof here at One Mount Hope Avenue, and they are really seeing the child on a given day so the child and family don't need to come back and forth between different buildings and multiple different appointments. And so we managed to get everybody who needs to be involved here on the day that that child is seen, and it's all taken care of at one time.
We're speaking with Deb Rosen, the executive director of the Bivona Child Advocacy Center. You can find them online at bivonacac.org. You can also reach out to them on the phone at 935-7800. How has COVID-19 impacted what you do? I mean, you can't simply close down. I mean, you have to keep operating.
Yeah.
What has it been like over the past 12, 15 months?
Well, it's been really interesting. And, you know, to tell you the truth, Mark, it's actually been really inspiring, the experience that we've had here. So we have remained open every single day of the pandemic. Children have come through our doors every single day of the pandemic, even in those incredibly dark times, you know, this time last year when I think the community was just absolutely in shock. We were still having child abuse cases seen here in the building. And our team has really just rallied in some incredible ways, taking, you know, pretty significant personal risk to report to work. Of course, we've done all the right stuff about providing PPE and, you know, doing staggered schedules, and we've adjusted things. But we have been present and front and center for kids and families who have needed us. And as a matter of fact, in July through November of 2020, we saw our numbers really skyrocket. Our numbers were fully 20% higher than they are in typical years with physical abuse and sexual abuse cases, which is really a measure of families in the community being in very significant crisis.
That is stark. I was going to ask you about those figures because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of factors that lead to abuse in the home, but certainly an increase in stress, which many of us have felt over the past year, I'm sure feeds into that.
Yes, absolutely. Family stress is a significant factor in child abuse and child neglect. And that includes stress related to employment, stress related to economics, stress related to, you know, just familial relationships. And what we know is that the pandemic really put the pressure on all of those areas for families, especially families who were already struggling. The pandemic added a layer of, you know, I would say despair and real crisis. And we saw that here in our communities in rates of domestic violence and child abuse.
That's heartbreaking, but certainly a real consequence of the past 12 months. We're speaking with Deb Rosen, the executive director of Bivona Child Advocacy Center. BivonaCAC.org is the website, and phone number is 935-7800 if you need to reach out to them. Let's talk a little bit about funding, Deb. How do you keep the doors open? How do you keep this great staff going?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. Well, we have some funding from the government. We get government funding from a couple different departments of New York State, and we are very thankful to receive funding from Monroe County and from some local school districts. But, you know, about 60% of our funding comes from the public. It comes from individuals and organizations and companies and foundations who are interested in our work and want to support the fight against child abuse. And so we actually raise over $1 million every year in private fundraising. And so your listeners are very important to that story. Any community member can be a big part of supporting our work.
And I'm looking at the website right now, bivonacac.org, and I see right there at the bottom there's an orange donate button, which you're welcome to click on anytime to donate to support this wonderful organization, Bivona Child Advocacy Center. How big is your team? How many people are we talking about over there?
Well, the staff of Bavona is small. We're about 24 people, but we have about 70 people who work as members of our team. So remember how I referenced 23 partner agencies earlier?
Yeah.
So between those 23 partner agencies, we have about 70 people that work as a part of our team. So it's a pretty big team.
And as COVID has touched everything, it seems like fundraising and your ability to have fundraising events has also been a challenge over the past year. Tell us what your plans are and how you are overcoming that obstacle.
Sure. Yes, it is a significant challenge for any organization. So we have an annual gala every winter, which is a really, really fun event that raises very significant support for the organization. And guess what? This year we can't do it in person. So we are having a televised gala that will be airing on April 9th at 7 p.m. on 13 WHAM and will also be viewable on our Facebook page. And this gala is a televised program that consists of many, many interviews with individuals who work as a part of our team and individuals who have received services. We'll be doing some filming inside the building so people can get a look at the beautiful building here in the South Wedge and hearing from some of our supporters and our sponsors. And we have high hopes that the community will really rally behind us and raise significant dollars at the gala itself. We also, every year, put on a conference, which is called the Child Abuse Summit, which is the largest conference of its kind in the Northeast. And unfortunately, we need to do that virtually as well this year. So we will be holding our virtual conference on May 19th. All information about it is available on our website. It's a very reasonable ticket price with just a plethora of really, really fantastic workshops and presenters. Elizabeth Smart is our keynote speaker, and she is an absolutely dynamic and inspiring speaker. Incredible story of survival. So, you know, we're doing what we usually do, but we're doing it virtually. And we are really hopeful that the community will get excited about what we're doing and join us online.
Yeah, you can find more information about those events on their website, BavonaCAC.org. That's BavonaCAC.org. Again, we're speaking with Deb Rosen, the executive director of Bavona Child Advocacy Center. We talked about donating. That's a way you can get involved. Listening right now, you can go to the website and you can donate. But there's also ways that you can volunteer your time and talents. Right, Deb?
Absolutely. We are always looking for people who are interested in volunteering with us. So we have opportunities to work at our front desk directly with children and families and to support our staff for people that really enjoy helping and supporting people. And we also have opportunities to work on our special events. Our volunteer opportunities are available on our website, and we would love to have you come join us.
You want to be a part of something big, something important in the lives of children in our community. This is a great place to get involved, Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Don't forget the televised gala. It is this Friday, the 9th, April 9th at 7 p.m. on 13 WHAM. And then the Bavona Child Abuse Summit, that's May 19th. And there's information about those on your website. Is that correct, Deb?
That is correct.
Super. Well, and we should mention also that that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month as well. What are there special things that you are doing this month in accord
with
that?
Well, I would encourage your listeners to tune into our social media channels. So if you're not following us on Facebook and Instagram, look us up now. We will be providing a lot of information to the public on both those social media channels for Child Abuse Prevention Month. It's a good time to get involved through volunteering or through donating or through attending one of our special events. And if you are just a person that feels like you need to learn more about child abuse, now's the time to do it. We will be providing lots and lots of data and insights about why child abuse is such a stubborn social problem and how widespread it is. And the best way to get that information is to follow us on social media or just to visit our website. We have lots of resources posted on our website as well.
That's wonderful. BavonaCAC.org is the website again, BavonaCAC.org. We've been speaking with Deb Rosen this morning, the executive director of the Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Deb, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate everything you and your wonderful staff does for our community, for the kids in our community. And we wish you all the best with your televised gala this week, this Friday, 7 p.m., 13 WHAM, and your other fundraisers as well. Deb, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.